Catholic Radio Indy now presents Faith in Action, a program that looks at how everyday people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Our program is underwritten in part by Franciscan St. Francis Health, providing faith-based integrated health care, a recipient of HealthGrade's 2015 America's 100 Best Hospitals Award, and by Marian University, a great Catholic university dedicated to providing students with excellence in teaching and learning in the Franciscan and liberal arts tradition, preparing transformative leaders for service to the world. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action. Welcome to another edition of Faith in Action here on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is MJ Crowder.
Jim Ganley.
Well, we are just weeks away from our annual dinner coming up this year. I know there's people saying, wait a minute, you already had an annual dinner this year. No, we normally already have our annual dinner. Our annual dinner this year, September 13th. And hey, we would really love to see you there. Father Vince Lampert, the exorcist for the Archdiocese and pastor of St. Malachy Parish, will be there. He will be our speaker. And it's going to be a great evening, a lot of fun, an auction. You can make reservations by calling us at 317-870-8400 or visiting our website, catholicradioindy.org.
And let's just jump in today because this is kind of a short, you get a two for today on Faith in Action. We have two segments this half hour. We have David Bangs with us today. And, you know, David, you've been with us a couple, two, three times this year.
I have.
Welcome.
I've got a different hat on today.
A different hat. You do. In a way of introduction, I'd say that you're a cheerleader for the unborn.
I am. I try to be.
Okay, so there's a huge event, a big, big deal coming to St. Maria Goretti.
Right.
Which is why we're chit-chatting. So maybe you should tell us. I mean, Abby Johnson, that's pretty big.
You're right, yeah. So Abby Johnson is coming to St. Maria Goretti on August 24th, which is next week. Her talk will begin at 7 p.m. At 6 o'clock, we're gonna have a bit of a reception.
Oh, nice.
With some snacks and so forth. And then at 7 o'clock, Abby will talk. And this event is to benefit the Great Lakes Gabriel Project, which provides help for pregnant women and unborn babies. And we also train sidewalk counselors and get involved in the sidewalk counseling.
You know, someone who's tuning in right now is saying, you know, Abby Johnson. That I've heard.
Didn't she used to write for
Yeah, Dear Abby, wasn't that? And that's not. Yeah, that's good, Jim.
That's the other Abby.
That's not that Abby Johnson. So for our listeners who are thinking, it sounds familiar, but I'm just not sure. She's got a fascinating story.
She does.
David, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, she was the director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in near College Station, Texas. Bryan, I think, was the name of the town, for 8 years. And during that 8 years, she had people praying outside of her clinic the entire time mm-hmm. she was there. And that also happened to be the site of the very first 40 Days for Life campaign.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was okay. The first 40 Days for Life campaign. And after 2 years of 40 Days for Life, outside of her clinic, she quit and joined the pro-life movement.
Wow.
And shortly after that Planned Parenthood closed.
How wonderful.
Yeah,
well, you know, as I was reading her bio, it sounded so innocuous because she came from a small conservative, family.
Right. Very
and
religious
a pro-life family, mm-hmm. religious family. And she kind of, she started working at Planned Parenthood, just kind of not really understanding what she was really getting into.
No, she thought she was helping women.
She thought she was helping right. women. And I thought, back in the day when I was in high school and college, I remember a bunch of my girlfriends, we were talking about the birth control pill, And no one could afford it. And everyone said, oh, go to Planned Parenthood. Mm-hmm. They'll take good care of you. They do such great things. And that's when, so everyone thought Planned Parenthood, it's a wonderful service that's offered.
Right.
And listening to or reading her bio, it sounded pretty much like the same deal. She thought, I want to help women.
Right, exactly.
And so her heart was in the right place. She walked through the doors, and I don't really think she had any idea what she was walking into.
No, I don't think so. And she didn't understand how big abortion was for that business, for one. I don't think she really understood what abortion was either until much later on.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I think that's probably their best kept secret.
Absolutely.
And the less we understand about abortion, the easier it is to procure them. You know, no explanations, mm-hmm. not a lot of explanations.
Yeah.
Her story is so compelling because she not only has a lot of stories to tell about her work at Planned Parenthood, because she was in... I mean, she was in management,
right.
at the Planned Parenthood, but she also herself can tell a pretty devastating witness, if you will.
Yes.
Because she has been through that experience.
She has, yeah.
More than once.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so let's understand, listeners, if you're just now tuning in, David Banks, he's been with us a few times before, talking not only about Rachel's Vineyard, but I think it's interesting, 40 Days for Life being the very first, where she was in Texas, the very mm-hmm. first spot of 40 yeah. Days for Life. And eventually that Planned Parenthood was closed down.
Yes.
Power of prayer. Incredible.
Absolutely.
Power of prayer. So we have an incredible opportunity, St. Maria Goretti, and for our listeners who will not know where that is, it's far up there.
It's in Westfield. It's okay. On Spring Mill Road, just south of State Route 32 in Westfield.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So who should go to this? I mean, I'm
everybody.
Thinking... Everybody. Okay. Benefit, I mean, do you think there's anything age inappropriate for 12, 13-year-olds? Is this a family, something a family would go to?
I think 12 or 13-year-old is probably fine. Six or seven might be
sure.
Might
yeah.
be a little bit
plus
too much.
Plus, it's an evening deal. Right,
yes.
Anyway,
yes.
So 12, 13. What about signing up for it, and what will the evening look like? How long will this be? What will the evening look like?
There's nothing to sign up for. Just show up. Like I said, we'll begin with hors d'oeuvres and just visiting at 6 o'clock, and then at 7 o'clock we'll have a little bit of a introduction to the Gabriel Project, and then I'll introduce Abby, and she'll speak for a period of time. She's got some great stories to tell. Like you said, not only her experience with Planned Parenthood, but her own experience with abortion. She's got a great adoption story. She ended up adopting a child not too long ago.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
she's like peeling an onion.
Exactly.
I mean, I didn't realize until I, because I don't think that she mentioned this, or if she did, I've slept since then, because she was the keynote speaker at a Right to Life dinner mm-hmm. a couple years ago,
yeah,
last year.
The adoption is fairly recent, so it may have been after that when she was here.
But she, I don't know that she mentioned that she's a convert.
Yes, she is. Oh. She
recent.
Yeah.
A couple years
13,
ago.
I think, yeah, 2013, yeah, yeah, yeah. if I remember yeah. right.
Now, David, you're mentioning that the beneficiary of the visit, besides everybody who's in the audience learning something, and I consider that a beneficiary, but the real beneficiary is the Gabriel Project.
Right.
And that's a local organization that really does a lot of hands-on pro-life work.
Yeah,
tell
very
us
much.
Just a little bit about that, if you would.
Well, there are Gabriel Projects all over the country. The one that we're talking about is the Great Lakes Gabriel Project, which is in Indiana, primarily in Indiana and Illinois. We've mm-hmm. got a couple of projects in Michigan and Ohio, and one even in New York.
Wow.
But primarily Indiana and Illinois. And we've got every Catholic diocese in Indiana is represented by a mm-hmm. Gabriel Project.
And one of the things, I think they've named their medical unit Gabriel, too, haven't they? Their mobile unit?
Yeah, the mobile pregnancy center is named Gabriel.
And tell everybody what that's about.
Well, it's as I said, a mobile pregnancy center. We've got an onboard ultrasound machine. We can do pregnancy tests and the ultrasounds right there on board.
That's
an
amazing.
RV. Yeah, it's been
that is absolutely amazing.
It is.
Because once people get to kind of meet their little baby, then they're not so anxious to have an
abortion.
They're
not. The tough part, of course, is getting them in there.
Right.
It's a pretty high success or a conversion rate once they see that it is actually a baby.
Right.
You know, they are located on the northwest side of town.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of interesting. I happened to be at Dr. Casey Rising's office not too long ago,
mm-hmm.
and they got a call because the Gabriel Project is literally right below them. Right, I think a couple.
Yeah, it's in the same building.
In the same building, like a floor down, or maybe two floors down, but literally like down the corner, and 20 steps away from their office, and. They called the Gabriel Project and asked them because they had a woman in the office who was considering, had just found out she was pregnant and considering an abortion, mm-hmm. and was kind of being counseled and talked through it. And they were able to call down to the office. And they, of course, Dr. Rising doesn't have in her office, an ultrasound machine. I mean, those are terribly expensive. And what the doctor's office does, right? But they were able to get the woman an ultrasound simply by virtue of the fact that the facility was right there.
Yeah, we've got nurses on call all the time.
All the time.
They'll come in and do an ultrasound.
Yeah, it was incredible. And that was the difference between the woman talking about, just in theory, talking about an abortion to seeing the baby on the screen.
Right.
I mean, she saw her baby. And when she says, my baby, well, then, you pretty much got it, right?
Absolutely. We've got to wrap this up with the date and time and everything again about the great speaker coming to town.
Okay, August 24th at St. Mary Grady Catholic Church to benefit the Great Lakes Gabriel Project. For more information, you can contact me at 765-860-6006 or go to smgonline.org. Okay.
And again, Abby Johnson, huge Abby Johnson coming to St. Maria Goretti just next week.
And that's in the evening? What was the time again?
Reception at 6 and the talks begin at 7.
All right.
Okay, and St. Maria Goretti Westfield.
Correct.
God bless you, David.
And
God bless you.
And you.
Have you ever tried to tell someone about Catholic radio only to have them say something like, I tried that, but I can't receive it well? Well, I'll bet that person has a cell phone in their pocket or purse right now. So just tell them to take out their phone and dial 641-552-5881. They can hear Catholic radio perfectly wherever they are at no charge. Help us spread the word about this, won't you? Now everyone can receive Catholic radio perfectly wherever they are right on their cell phones. This is not an app. It does not use any data. If you have unlimited minutes, you can listen 24/7. The service is free, so try it right now. 641-552-5881. 641-552-5881. Try it. It's free. 641-552-5881.
Are you married? I'd like to suggest that you often return to the fond and true memory of your spouse when you first met and on your wedding day. Well, he or she is still that same lovable person. Perhaps life has presented many challenges you did not expect back then, but you have come through these together. And the providential fire of your tribulations and your love has forged you into the one body you are today. And that is a beautiful thing. Never let anyone or any inferior thing tear you and your spouse asunder. God is one with you. He is love. Your marriage is love. And love endures whatever comes. It does not come to an end. See 1 Corinthians 13. I'm Jim Littleton of FormingFaithfulFamilies.com.
When a business is looking to expand, they say it's all about location, location, location. But what about when the church needs to expand? To stretch out and reach those fallen away, estranged from the faith, or those who simply have never heard the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Then it's all about vocation, vocation, vocation. We need more people dedicated to the mission of serving the church, more priests, more deacons, more men and women of vowed service, and more lay workers willing to go into the fields. The harvest is rich, but the workers are few. Is God calling you to service? Pray on it, and while you're there, pray for more vocations. A simple request from your friends at Catholic Radio Indy.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor, tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. If you're a regular listener to Catholic Radio, you hear announcements from time to time on the air, and you might think of them as commercials, but they are not. They are underwriting announcements. They are announcements that we air. Basically, a business makes a contribution to Catholic Radio each month, and we acknowledge their contribution with gifts on the air, and of course, with announcements on the air, and we encourage you to do business with them. And so you hear those announcements, but you don't really get to know them in the 30-second announcements that you hear, so we're going to take care of that again right now.
We are. Spotlight on Underwriting. Today we have Steve Farmer and Andrew Lichty, and they are from F.C. Tucker. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So is it true that this is a seller's market?
I would say, generally speaking, yes, it is very much a seller's market right now. It's not uncommon to have multiple offers on properties.
Isn't that lovely?
Several buyers.
Lovely.
It's lovely for sellers. Sometimes for buyers, it's a little more discouraging. So
it's not a bad market for buyers either, though, because rates are so low. You have to be prepared.
Our next door neighbor sold their house in 8 hours.
I believe it.
They were putting the sign in the front yard as a sold sign, just about. It was there for a few hours, but it had a sold tag on it in no time at all.
Yeah, sure. Our son did this. Our son lives in about a, let's see, right off Fall Creek and Brockenhurst, whatever it is. I think he calls it the Shire, Devonshire.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he sold it in less than a week. But what's really crazy is we have a neighbor, and they're kind of higher-end homes, and they sold theirs in 8 days. Mm-hmm. 8 days. Yeah. That's just unheard of. Usually it takes, I think, about a month for every 100,000 in your house. So if it's like 400,000, you think 4 months? Uh-uh. 8 days. Incredible. Okay, let's get to know you guys a little bit. Steve Farmer, Andrew Lichty, tell us a little bit about your families, what side of town you live on, what parish you belong with. Let's start with Steve.
Go ahead, Steve. My wife, Denise, and I live up in Noblesville. We have our 11-year-old son, Gavin, and we go to St. Maria Goretti over in Westfield, where our son just started the sixth grade, and we're very active up there. I'm the football coach
for Father Kevin Haynes
up there. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, it's a beautiful church. That's where my son, Sam, is building their house, right across the street from
St. Maria Goretti. There's a lot of building going up there in Westfield.
Yeah, huge. Okay, what about you, Andy?
MJ, my name is Andy Lichty. I am married to my wife, Holly, and we actually have 5 kids.
God bless you. Good number.
Yeah. God bless me. I'm a lucky man. So, but our oldest is 7 years old. His name's Gabe. And then we have Raphael, or Rafe. He is 5. And then Elizabeth, and she just turned 4 not too long ago. And then Michael is 2. And then Grace, our youngest, is 9 months old.
Great names. Wonderful names.
Yep. Yeah, we've got the archangels there, and then obviously a couple other good biblical names as well, too.
Okay, so Realty for Life, Real Estate for Life. Mm-hmm. This is new to me. Mm-hmm. I was talking to someone, and they said, oh, yeah, I know about that, and I did not know about this. So, first of all, Real Estate for Life, what is it, and how does it work?
Yeah, so a lot of people have not heard about it here in Indianapolis. So the way real estate works, if we have a client where we sell their home and they move across state lines, we obviously can't help them find a home, but we could refer them to an agent, and that referral fee is 25%. So there's a gentleman up in Michigan who started Real Estate for Life named David Tyson, and he uses that 25% referral fee to fund pro-life ministries, and he also helps you find a pro-life agent in your area. So if you're buying or selling here in Indianapolis, he lines you up with either Andy or myself. He receives that 25% referral fee from us and then passes that on to the pro-life ministry of the client's choice. So
what does that translate to dollar-wise? Let's say I was buying a $150,000 home. What does that translate to giving, you know, to?
So if it's a 150,000 home, it depends on what, if it's a foreclosure, it depends on how much, what our percentage is. Typically, we'll just say on average, it's 3%. So let's figure $4,500 is our commission. So 25% of that.
So yeah. About $1,000 bucks.
Yeah, a little over
$1,000.
So $1,000 would go to a pro-life organization.
Of the client's choice, yeah.
That we get to choose.
That's exactly right.
You get to choose. Mm-hmm. So it's a win-win for everybody. Yeah. We get to meet folks that
it gets cut out of your commission?
Absolutely. That's correct, yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you guys actually kind of give that up. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's it's again, we view it as a ministry, so you know, and as a way to support things that are important to our heart and to our faith as well. So it's kind of a way to have faith in action. So,
I like that.
Well, that's a nice way too for us to be able to work with like-minded individuals that are participating in the pro-life world or want to be able to give money into the pro-life
when you
community.
Go to sell a home, especially, or buy a home, either way. You may have a brother-in-law, sister-in-law, next-door neighbor who's a realtor. But if not, you know, you think, there's hundreds of them out there. There's hundreds of them.
Sure.
How do you choose?
Do you pick the best one?
You know, you used to kind of look in the yellow pages, if folks remember those, and find the one with the – I used to want to find the one with the smallest ad. I figured the biggest ad was the most expensive, so I'd go.
That's kind of a clever idea.
There you go.
But yellow pages are – Not entirely.
But Jim brings up a good point. So let's say I'm in the market for a house. Mm-hmm. And I've got a buddy who I've worked with before, but I really like this idea. I mean, real estate for life. That's kind of like a passive way of me giving, you know, could be $2,000-$4,000, depending on how much my house, you know, brings back.
Absolutely.
To Right to Life of Indianapolis, to the Women's Care Center. But I've got this buddy. So, and I haven't said anything to him yet. How does that work? I mean, can I still work with the realtor that I have, or how do you do that?
We're working on trying to get that involved because we've had a number of agents. We've actually have had a number of agents here at the Catholic Radio underwriting announcement and contact us wanting to get involved. Right now at the moment, because just like yourself, MJ, not a lot of people have heard about this program. So we don't have a ton of business to be passing on to a ton of agents. So right now it's Andy and I trying to spearhead this and
you guys
trying
to get the word out.
In Indianapolis at this moment in time. Yeah.
But my hope is that we can have an agent that covers the south side, an agent covering the west side, the east side. Obviously, Andy and I are up on the north side, but we drive on. I've been driving to Brownsburg, Greenfield, down to Greenwood, doing the Real Estate for Life referrals. So it's as we grow this, we'll certainly want to bring in more agents, and that is kind of our vision.
Sure.
Really, any agent could be involved with this.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully down the line, yeah. At this point in time, that's not the case, but hopefully down the line that would be that could be an opportunity that we hope develops.
Sure. Now, what are you said something a little bit about foreclosures, or does this work on foreclosures or short sales? That I know what a short sale is, but
it takes a long time. That's about as much as you need to know right now. But it's there's nothing short about a short sale. But but in terms of again, it comes out of what our commission would be. So as long as we're representing a client that say they purchase a foreclosure or they purchase a short sale, that a portion of our commission, up to 25% of that commission, would go toward the pro-life ministry of their choice. So now if we would be representing like the bank because they own the house that was foreclosed, that wouldn't be, you know, obviously that wouldn't be covered. But if it's a client that comes to us through Real Estate for Life, a portion of what we get paid would go to the pro-life ministry.
Sure, and again, we have to emphasize that the seller or the buyer who utilizes you gets to state where the money goes.
Exactly.
What pro-life ministry. Mm-hmm. So if I choose Right to Life of Indianapolis or the Women's Care Center, I get to choose.
That's exactly right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you're just now tuning in, listeners, our guests today, Steve Farmer and Andrew Lichty from FC Tucker, they're bona fide realtors. Bona fide realtors. we talked earlier about it being a seller's market, and I like Steve's answer. You said, well, actually, it's a buyer's market, or buyer and seller, because we got such great low interest rates.
That's
right now.
That's true,
right?
Very true.
But this is kind of hot. I love the fact that it's if you've got the right house and you spiff it up and got great curb appeal, really, it is very encouraging that you can sell pretty quickly, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, number one thing. We always, on Spotlight of Underwriting, I always take a second and let our listeners in on a little tip or inside track info here. So this is it, guys. In selling a house, the number one most important thing in selling a house, what is the most important thing? If you could be a mouse in all the seller's ears out there and say, please do this, don't make me tell you this, but what would you tell them?
One thing Steve and I tell our clients, at its core, selling a house is two things. It's a price war and a beauty contest. And so, working with an agent that can help you win that price war and win that beauty contest is what's going to help you maximize that in any market.
And do I have to stage, really? Do I really have to stage? It seems to me like that's a new thing, because when the last couple houses that I bought, okay, so 15, 20 years ago, sure, when I moved, I did not stage. Didn't do that 30 years ago either. Does everybody stage?
I think that can be taken in a couple of different contexts. I personally would say, and Steve, I'd love your input on this as well too, but to me, 85% of a good staged house is clean and clutter-free. So if you clean your house, you remove the stuff that you don't need right now, you're doing the lion's share of what you need to do to win that price war and win that beauty contest. So, okay.
Would you say, Steve?
I'm slowly but surely becoming more and more of a believer in staging.
Really?
I don't think it's for everybody, because it is a seller's market. There's definitely a lot of demand. And we can give you some pretty good tips on how to get your home ready to sell. But for the homes where maybe they're a higher price point, or they're a very unique home where you're not going to have a vast majority of the market looking at that home, or in the condo market, I just had a client sell his condo that was staged, and that staging went a long way in selling the place. So in the right situation, I'm a firm believer in the staging.
All right, Steve Farmer, Andy Lichty, Real Estate for Life.
And we need to get some contact information from you. Somebody wants to contact you, what do they do?
Sure. They can go on the Real Estate for Life website as well. And then they could also either contact Steve or I as well. So, and you can hear that on the ad here that we have on Catholic Radio.
Or the website's realestateforlife.org. And then. Okay.
Brilliant idea. Mm-hmm. Brilliant idea. I mean, how wonderful that that this has woven into realtors. Who'd have thunk, right? Who'd have thunk? Real Estate for Life, F.C. Tucker guys, Steve Farmer and Andy Lichty, but also at the same time donating, what a better cause, other than the Catholic Church, right? The pro-life movement. Yep. God bless you both.
Thank you, MJ. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten in part by Marian University and by Franciscan St. Francis Health. If you'd like to suggest a guest or a topic for a future program, call us at 317-870-8400 or email mj@catholicradioindy.org. And remember, you can hear or download this program or any Faith in Action program 24/7 at catholicradioindy.org. Just click on the Programming tab and select Podcasts.